Hi guys, welcome to Extra Dish Podcast. Today, my friend Rachel is joining us. She is my TAP mate or whatever. She's like in my environmental fraternity, TAP. And she's going to talk, which stands for
Theta Alpha Psi.
Yes, for Theta Alpha Psi apparently. Yes. And she's like a She's like a pro at tennis. So she's going to like kind of get us into like the tennis world as well as internships, finding internships. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I want to do like a little introduction of yourself maybe. Mm-hmm. Just to...
Yeah, well, hello. I'm excited to be here with Liv and Ella.
Yes.
I've heard so much about their podcast, and so I knew I just had to get involved. I personally have been playing tennis since I was like 3 years old. Both my parents played, and so growing up, I was kind of indoctrinated into that. And I've just been playing ever since, especially since I moved to Florida a couple years back. I've been playing really consistently every day, so that's always fun. Love the sport. And then also for internships, a little bit of a shift, but now that I'm in college, I feel like it's just something that a lot of college students want to learn more about, and I just like to share my experiences on what I've learned this year, since I feel like the more you do, the more you learn. So,
yeah. What is your major?
So here? I am studying two things: communications and media, and earth and environmental science.
Cool.
Are you double majoring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Wow. She also writes for the Michigan Daily,
which
is the magazine on campus.
Cool.
Or sorry, newspaper. Newspaper. Sorry. On campus, and
yeah,
she's very accomplished. She's in the honors college too, so it's like
kind of
a big deal. It's a very big deal. Yeah,
it's fun.
So yeah, I don't know. I played tennis in high school too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you did mention. So, you said that your high school team was terrible.
Yeah, it was. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good at tennis. Like, you know, I think I'm pretty good. I think just like comparatively, I was good, but probably not like
in terms to of most just tennis. People,
yeah, exactly.
On your team, you were like, good.
Yeah, but that was not.
It's a low bar.
That's all that matters, though.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's okay. You're doing
good.
How about you, Liv? Any tennis in the class?
No tennis in high school. I actually did cross country for 2 years.
I did cross country
and
track,
And then I was, and then I also kind of quit sports after my sophomore year because I just like had a lot going on with band, and I was like, I don't know. I kind of regret it because I wanted to do more sports stuff, but at the same time, it was like
it's hard to balance.
I was like going from school that ended at like 2:30. Well, I had to get up for jazz band an hour before school. School ended, then I had to run like 5 miles. And then I was at band at night until like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Too much. Especially
to, like,
with homework and like social life.
Yeah.
Like that's hard to have
That's one thing that also you can talk about. I feel like you balance it really well.
Thank you.
I feel like Rachel is always doing stuff. Like she's involved in a lot of stuff, but you balance it well. Like you're able to like have time for like to be social.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you like do that?
It's pretty hard, but like honestly, this is such a plug, but I love GCal. GCal is like my life, and I stay super organized by doing that. And I also make like seeing my friends and like working out a priority, just because in college you get so stressed and you work for so long on your homework and assignments, and it's like you really do need that break. So I tell myself, like, even in the winter, I'm going to the gym, even if it's snowing and 10 degrees, I'm gonna do that. But honestly, it's just like taking time for yourself and doing what you want, but that it's hard to balance for sure.
No, very much so. But no, that is good. I need to like not I like just like I'm like I'll remember it. Like I'll remember what I need to do today. Just remember, and then I don't remember. I don't remember, and I'll be sitting somewhere and they'll be like, Ella, where are you? And I'm like, oh fuck! Like I have to go
run somewhere.
I have to go run. So I'm late. Like I'm late.
Yeah,
I'm late a lot.
It's okay.
I
mean, we kind of have like a rule in our little friend group that we tell Ella that it's 15 minutes before something happens, so that when she gets to 15 minutes, like she's on time.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So smart.
So maybe I need to get into Google Calendar.
I recommend it.
Okay.
Because I don't remember anything either. Every day here, it's so different. You wake up and it's like, maybe you have class at some random time, maybe you don't.
Right.
I literally, there's been days where I think it's like a Wednesday, and I would have gone to my Wednesday classes, but it was actually Tuesday, so I checked GCal and I'm good to go. But yeah, it can be a lot.
It's crazy. I like also think like, one thing I'm really going to miss about, I mean, I'm like staying in college, but like I'm going home. Oh my god, I'm going home in 2 days. It's
crazy. Last day of school.
I know.
Like two more days.
But
Anyway, I'm, like, gonna miss about college is, like, the spontaneity. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I just, like, wake up.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do today sometimes. And I'm, like, whatever. It just, like, figures itself Close. Out. You know but what I mean?
That's good.
And
like, I love it's it. Good to have that in your life, yeah, too. Exactly. It's hard to balance, yeah, like, the rigor of, like, being able to plan and, like, go to all the things you plan. But also, yeah, like, you should just be, like, more, like, right, flexible, too. Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We can learn, yes, from each other, Ella. Yeah.
Love that. Have the balance.
Have the balance. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, internships.
Internships.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, tips and tricks also on, like, how to get them. Mm-hmm. But also, like, what is your, kind of, like, I guess, to start off with, what has your experience been like, mm-hmm, with internships?
And what kind of internships are you applying for, too?
Yeah, yeah. So, this year, I joined a cohort of students at the University of Michigan, and the program itself is called the Public Service Internship Program, and so, basically, it's where a group of students, mostly juniors and sophomores, will go and live in D.C. for the summer and work an internship that they find. But the program is supposed to help, like, cultivate, like, strong resume, strong interviewing skills, just kind of, like, walk you through, yeah, the process of getting an internship. And so, just as a freshman, I never really knew much about the process beforehand, never worked an internship. But now, yeah, that I'm with the program, I'm applying for internships in D.C. relating to communications and journalism, hence my work at the, yes, Daily. So that's been really exciting. I had literally an interview earlier today, so I'm still looking, but I will hopefully be decided on what I'm going to do by the end of this month.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my first little intro to it, but I do have some advice for people who are first coming into school and they're like, I don't know what to do. My first suggestion is, like, don't worry. Yeah. It's gonna be fine. Like, yeah, even if you don't get an internship after your first year, most people don't, to be honest. Yeah. It's not really something that interests them, and they have other priorities, like going home. So maybe just, like, start thinking about it early. I prepare a lot in advance. Like, that was also something that's good, but also not really necessary. A lot of what I learned is that people will literally be taking applications. It depends on what sector you're gonna be applying in. But up until April, like, literally right now, people are still taking, mm-hmm, applications, yeah, just because they will, like, put up their applications for summer in the spring, which makes sense. So, yeah, the process is more delayed than I initially thought, because I assumed, oh, I'm gonna get to school. Oh my God, I have to start applying. So,
yeah,
it was very interesting to learn that. But my first suggestion is definitely to work on your resume. And I know everyone hates talking about the resume, because, mm-hmm, it's, like, stressful for no reason. It's literally one piece of paper, one page. But it is so important, because it's basically telling people everything about you. Like, they're getting an image of what your life is like by looking at a piece of paper. Yeah. So even if you think, like, oh, I have, like, my two favorite things on here, maybe, like, add a little skills section and be like, I love to bake, I love to run, yeah, you know, yeah, like, it's a holistic view of who you are as a person, professionally, extracurricularly, academically. It has everything from your GPA to, like, your certification. Like, I'm babysitting and CPR certified. That's, right, something I do put on my resume. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's a holistic thing. So I would take some time and work on that and look at it with other people. Something, especially if you're at a student at the University of Michigan, that I definitely think was important to take advantage of, for, like, professional and, like, internship opportunities, is the Opportunities Hub and, like, the Career Center, yeah, here. They do a really good job of, like, you can make an appointment and just walk in, meet some great people. They'll give you a lot of advice on, like, how to brainstorm, like, what are you passionate about, what do you want to do in the future, how do you make a resume out of that. So,
yeah,
they'll help you a lot. You can make meetings on their website, so that's something I would definitely suggest, but that's where I would start. I don't know if you...
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I'm, like, writing all this down, because I'm just, like, I should know this.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of, like, the resume stuff is so focused on, like, the, like, the numbers aspect of it. It's, mm-hmm, like, your GPA is this, you graduated in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less focused on the soft skills, mm-hmm, of, like, you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, because it's hard because it's such a small piece of paper, right? And, mm-hmm, like, it's, like, what do you put on there? What's relevant to stuff? But you're right. I think that including things like baking and running,
yeah,
can be, like, just, like, fun little add-ons to here's who I am as a person,
yeah,
and not so much, like, here are my stats for my schools that I went to,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but yeah,
something. So,
no, yeah, I also think, like, the advice I've gotten is, it's, like, field specific, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, an internship is a very, like, broad thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, doing research can be, like, like
the equivalent
of an internship, right? So it's like, don't like limit yourself to like, this is the only way like this is the only like thing I should do, like only in terms of internships, this is the only way to like get experience or get whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no set like path, especially if you don't know what you want to do in college, like do something different, do something fun, do something you're interested in.
Yeah,
so I definitely recommend it. But I like what you're saying, like the soft skills stuff, I actually have a friend who goes to Penn State, and she's going through, like, she had her, I guess, like, pledging semester with the business fraternity, and she had to have, like, 60 interviews with everyone, and basically they get her resume, look it through, give her advice, they do, like, a mock interview of sorts, and so I looked at her resume, and it was literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was very impressive. She just practiced, and, like, these mock interviews, I never realized how important those things were, but, like, I didn't have an answer before of, like, what's a time that you had a failure and you grew from it? That's so vague and broad, but they do ask you that question in an interview, and you need to like have an answer ready to go.
Yeah.
Say what was like an issue, explain that issue.
Yeah.
How did you find a resolution and like how did you grow, you know? Yeah. So it's hard to be reflective like that like throughout your life, but like for you to be prepared and like have that like great resume that says like an interest of mine is sunsets, like in addition to like all these great things that you've done, then like that's gonna help you stand out. Like just preparing and practicing, it's really important. So that was something pretty cool.
I think also like, so our professional fraternity, it's less of that. Like we did not, which is maybe a positive thing because we didn't have to do 60 coffee chats. No. Right? We had to only do 20, and like honestly, I struggled with that. I don't know.
Are you done yet?
I don't think but whatever. But like there is some professional element of it, like I think there is, like we like LinkedIn development and like whatever, like there is that kind of stuff, and I think it's really like important to seek out those like organizations and get involved with them, like what you were saying. So like get involved maybe a professional fraternity or get involved, you know what I mean? Because then you like are kind of almost forced to practice, whereas like I don't know if I would go and seek it out on my own, unfortunately. Like I should,
it's
but I'm like
you're
just
motivated.
So busy and whatever, but if they're like, no, this is like they set it up for you, like this is what you need to do, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know like a lot of people aren't into Greek life, but even then like join a club, like
there's so many.
I have a friend who's in a finance club here. I think he goes through more than our business fraternity, to be honest. Like he's in, you know, business professional every time they meet, and like he has to be ready and prepared and like does interviews for the same thing. So like I think that is important. I would agree. Like, practice, and like, if you're not necessarily like motivating yourself, just join something that's gonna force you to motivate yourself.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I think it's so easy to be like, oh, I'm great at talking. I'm great at having a conversation with friends. I must be great at doing an interview. Like, it's so the questions
it's
they
so
ask
nuanced
are so different.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's very like. Yeah, no, I think it's very, it's a different, I think you need to, which to some degree I kind of hate, like I hate that it's like you need to be able to like operate correctly, quote unquote, in like the professional sphere, but I like, you just kind of have to, like I think you just have kind of have to learn how like the system operates, the system works, that you can kind of like play along with it, you know what I mean? Which is like, because like I would like to say I'm like so individualistic and I like to like, I would like, you know, speak a certain way, like answer like, try to be fucking like funny or whatever, like sometimes that's not going to come across as like professional.
I remember that, thank you very much.
But like, and I think you should let your like true self and your voice shine through, but I think you need to learn how to like
do an appropriate way,
professional way, you know what I mean, which is important.
Probably
it's a
like
skill.
A really hard line
on, you know,
a hard line to
to
not like cross
it's
over
a hard
to
line
like
to toe as well
too much.
I also think you need to kind of like read the situation, like I think some people would be more perceptive or receptive to like you making
a joke.
A joke or whatever, and some people like really probably would not be,
like,
you need to learn how to like navigate that,
mm-hmm.
which is like important, and like I think you like learn that in college, and like going forward will help you.
I get that it's like that. I had a problems with that when I was like first applying to schools, like I don't know if you guys had interviews for colleges, but like it was, or even just writing like essays for colleges, it's similar to that. Like that's how I equate a lot of like what I'm doing this year. It's like representing yourself in a way that's like your best aspects of yourself, and also like learning how to brag about yourself was so hard for me. Like,
I hate it.
You have to do that in an interview too, honestly. Like, my mom, she's so funny. She's like, brag, like, say all, like, the good things about you. And I'm like, well, like, I don't want to come off like in a bad way, but how are they going to know about all the positive strengths that you have and maybe not so many strengths, but like if you don't tell them that, you know? So
yeah, definitely.
It's
hard to navigate that, definitely, mm-hmm. but like yeah, it's Someone learning to learn. How to do it. And I think you can do it in a way that's like that doesn't come across as super like boastful or whatever. I mm-hmm. think you can kind of it's mm-hmm. like a lot about language.
Mm-hmm. I think if like you only ever talk about what you did like 4 years ago in one position, that can be a bit much and it kind of a bit draining to like in certain scenarios, I guess. But mm-hmm. when you talk about things that you do well and like maybe bring it up once, you know what I mean? And don't hammer home the point of the one thing you can do well.
Yeah.
But have a wide range of things too, I think that can also be
helpful. I like I talked about this, I'm in Swedish, and I talked about this in my Swedish class, and like in Sweden we have this thing called Jantelaga, which is like Swedes on average are very like anti-talking about themselves, like they won't talk about themselves, it's very uncomfortable and very whatever, and there's this guy and he's like in like business, and I think in business especially you're supposed to like talk yourself up and whatever, and it's really hard for Swedes and like Scandinavian people to like do that. But he's like I've learned now that you just kind of have to, and like you can do it in a way that's not like
boastful.
Yeah, it's not like look at me, I'm better than you. It's just like look at what I've accomplished. Like honestly, this is what I've accomplished like professionally.
Mm.
And like that's fine.
Like, and like I'm proud of that.
And I'm proud. Yeah.
And I want to show you.
Right.
Not like I'm better than you.
Right. Yeah. Because if you like don't talk about what you've achieved, then like how are they supposed to know anything? Yeah. Like they just like why would we want you then? Or why would we hire you? You know?
They're just talking about something random and like not necessarily about yourself. Because that's what they're there to learn about.
No, definitely.
But I like that you said that I'm studying communications, like I said, and in my communications classes, I think it's so interesting to learn about, like, different regions and how different marketing strategies are, like, specific to that region. And so one of the things we discussed in my class is how, like, the United States is a very individualistic place. And when you look at advertising, it really, really reflects that. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was growing up, I remember watching TV, Nickelodeon, whatever, where they talk about, like, different products that I could use. Like, I can have my own Barbie set, you know, something like that. But then you look at, like, these advertisements in India or somewhere where it's, like, much more focused on the collective, well-being of a community, completely different strategies. Like, they're there, like, this is something your family can use. This is something that will bring you closer to, like, the people around you. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the tactic. Yeah. And it's so interesting to learn about that because, like, communications, like, all that stuff, so interesting to me because you learn so much about different places. Like, even the history of words, like, different regions have words for some things and not for other things, just because of, like, it's their community, it's influencing them.
I know that there's, like, I think that's really interesting to bring up, because, I mean, it's kind of, like, a side topic thing, but I know that, like, in certain languages, like, there's tons of different words for, like, snow. Mm-hmm. In places that have a ton of snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, kind of like a wet snow or, like, a dry snow. There's different words for that instead of us, like, adding an adjective in front of the word snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
No, I've definitely heard about stuff like that. Like, indigenous communities, I was, like, reading about it in the United States a long time ago, like, where it's coastal communities. Like, there's so many specific language or words for, like, fishing, types of fishing, how to fish. And they might not have something for, like wheat field. Like, they wouldn't, like, they would literally have no word for something like that because it's just not relevant to their area.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then where you go somewhere, like, more Midwest, where you have, like, more nomadic communities, it's just completely different. Like, they don't have certain, like, language for types of fishing.
Right.
It's just, like, fish.
Oh, it's very, like, language is very, and speaking of, like, language in general or broader, like, it's very powerful. Like, before I kind of had this rhetoric of, like, whatever, like, a word is a word, and, like, it doesn't carry meaning, like, say whatever the fuck you want, like, no one, but I've, like, realized how, like, I realized how powerful,
Siri doesn't talk realize, about language.
I realized, like, how powerful, like, language is, and, like, word choice is,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, and, like, being, like, I'm in this writing class, and, like, he really stresses the importance of, like, you know what I mean, like, it's, like, what you convey, and, like, how you speak, and what you speak on is very important, like, how you speak about it is very important.
It represents what you think, and, like, how you see other things.
But then there's also this kind of, like, I don't know, like, inaccessibility, because it's, like, and then, it, like, speaking broadly, like, more broadly on, like, interviewing and, like, how you present yourself, it's, like, inaccessible to people that, like, first of all, like, they didn't grow up speaking this language, or they, like, come from a place where there's, like, a different vernacular, and, like, why is, like,
and does that make somebody, like, less inclined to get a job?
Right, definitely it does.
Speak on that certain topic.
Or speak in a specific like, yeah. eloquent, which is, like, not, that's incorrect. I don't believe that it's more eloquent to speak a certain way, but, yeah. like, you know, standardized.
But it's prioritized in an interview for you to be able to speak at the level of, like, quote-unquote professionalism that the yeah. person who's interviewing you is speaking right. in. Or, like, the level of professionalism that the job entails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, like, yeah. but why is that, like, why is that professional? Like, why is that the standard of professional? You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Mm.
Like, it's, like,
it shouldn't be.
A lot of, like, I'd probably, like, racist and, like, there's a lot of, like, different, like,
oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beliefs that are going into that. Like, I know there's, like, a big push on, like, you know, teachers force is, like, okay, we need to do, like, standard, like, King's English or whatever. Like, this is, like, correct grammar and this
mm-hmm,
is all,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But, like, there are communities in America that, like, their vernacular, they have language rules. They have grammatical rules. Like,
mm-hmm.
their language follows certain rules, but because it's not, like, standard or, like, even, like, it doesn't fit this, like,
mm-hmm.
very white, very, like, affluent, whatever it is,
yeah.
like, language, it's seen as, like, not standard or not correct.
Yeah.
When it really isn't. Like, you know what I mean?
It
so it's
yeah.
very... I think people are just now starting to talk about that
and
or
it's
recognize
like,
that.
Intelligence isn't defined by your ability to put a sentence like together in a certain way.
Mm.
I think it can be defined by like your ability to speak on a topic with knowledge.
Yeah.
But not in like a certain way with
right.
certain words, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or
know
like a certain
like,
style or tone.
Right.
I guess
it's really hard. Like my best friend, my best friend's mom's. She's from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, tells me, she's told me so many times, she's like, I'm so smart and so, like, witty
yeah.
and clever in Spanish, and I just, like, can't, she doesn't know, like, how to, like,
yeah.
she can't fully express what she wants to express in English, and it's,
mm-hmm.
like, so frustrating for
her. I wonder if that's because of, like, the difficulty of learning a second language and
yeah.
understanding it, or is it just the language itself has that barrier? Like,
right, exactly.
Like, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no, like, direct translation of different things
yeah.
in different languages,
no,
so, like.
It's
yeah.
also, like, understanding a language is different, like, being able to, like, speak a language is different than being able to, like, understand all the, like, the nuances,
mm.
and, like, sarcasm, and, like,
yeah.
what are those, like, what is that thing, like, I don't know what it's called, like, the words, like, saying,
connotation?
Yeah, connotation,
oh,
but, like,
oh,
saying,
like an
saying,
adverb or something?
Yeah,
like,
well,
a saying that, I don't know, doesn't really make sense, but you,
yeah.
like,
proverb
kind of thing, like,
uh-huh.
I don't know, what's that thing that's, like, stuck up, why is this the one I'm thinking of? Like, whatever, up a thing without a paddle or something. Like, you know what I mean? These
oh, little,
like,
they're not like jingles, but like a little saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
a little
saying.
Little
saying, yeah.
Like, you don't get that, or like, you don't get the
yeah.
sarcasm, you don't get the whatever,
mm-hmm.
because you like didn't grow up speaking that language. And like,
yeah.
that's shitty too. So I don't know,
it's
hard.
It's so interesting
yeah.
thinking about stuff like that, because even like in the same language, there's like those regional like
yeah.
jokes. Like, this
yeah.
is silly, but like, when I came to Michigan, I'm an out of state student. All these different places from different states had different slang words. Like,
yeah.
some people say, I don't even, like, joshing. Like, my friends say joshing all the time in my high school. No one knows what that is here. And, like,
no, I know.
I don't know. I guess a lot of people will say things like bet, or I don't know, silly
people
things
say
like
bet
that.
A lot. And I, that was not very, I didn't grow up with, or, like, that was not super common.
yeah.
I mean, it's also
honestly,
like
I can't even think.
Soda and pop. Like, you,
yeah.
Yeah.
like, it's the same thing, and you know what it is, but just people just have a hard and fast rule of, like, this is the right way to say it, and this
and
is how you
regional,
say it. This is how I've grown up saying it.
Yeah.
yeah.
There's, like, even a broader conversation we were having. My speech class, like, there's not a lot of... Whatever. I love my speech class.
no,
we're talking
no,
about
it.
We were talking about it, like, Sweden is a pretty... not a lot of people live in Sweden, but there's, like, super, like accents. Like how America is, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're from the south, or, like, in the south, there's, like, a southern dialect or accent. It's the same thing in Sweden. It's, like, southern... Maybe not southern. Yeah, southern Sweden is, like, there's a region called Skåne, which is, like, where your farmers live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's, like, they're dumb. Like, if you speak that way, you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's, like, this connotation of, like, they're dumb because they're, like, farmers or whatever. And then if you're, like, in the north, it's a lot of, like, timber and, like, very manual jobs. Not, like,
manufacturing.
Not, yeah, manufacturing,
yeah.
right? And, like, they think those people
mm-hmm.
are dumb, too, because of the way they speak. And I was talking to my mom about this, and my mom's, like, from deep south Alabama. And she's, like, when I first came to college... everyone just assumed I would be so dumb. She's like, they just, like, assumed by the way I spoke that I was going to be, like, this redneck, like, conservative, dumb person. But she's
mm.
very smart. Like, my mom's really
mm.
smart. So
mm-hmm.
it's, like, there's another thing, like, associated with language and, like, the way you speak.
Your
these
accent.
Preconceived notions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
So, yeah. It's
yeah.
weird. We need to, like, work, I think, to combat
Yeah.
Those, what we were talking about, biases,
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Or, like, prejudices.
Mm-hmm. So, it's interesting.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about implicit bias. That's true. Bias.
Have you taken the, like, test?
Oh, the test? Yeah. Online. I took one that it was, like, if you associate women with, like, not science jobs versus men with more, like, science-based things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any bias, so...
You don't have any bias?
Yeah.
I probably...
I haven't taken any other ones, so I might in, like, right. different categories, but as far as, like, typical, like, majors or right. careers, there wasn't yeah.
Bias.
I had bias. Like, I think it's important to, like... when I took the test, I forgot what it was on, like, race or something.
Yeah,
like,
I took mine, like, racial.
There was bias. I had bias. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to, like,
to recognize that.
Also, I don't think this test is, like, hard and fast. Like, if you take it,
yeah,
like,
it's a computer.
I'm absolved. Like, I don't have bias or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's probably not. Or, like...
That's probably not healthy either.
Right, exactly. But, like, just recognizing in general, I think everyone has bias in some
That's
regards.
True.
Yeah.
You That's know true. What I mean? I know. I really appreciate... One of the classes I'm taking, it's, like, an honors 230 class on oil and oil politics.
Yeah,
I turned it. Yeah, and I'm writing my final paper now, but it's really interesting because... My professor always pressed the idea, like, yes, these are academic works, like, yes, these are all peer-reviewed articles that's been published for 20 years, that's super, mm-hmm. like, has a lot of authority, and it mm-hmm. might seem intimidating, but go into it and be, like, critical. I guess everyone has their own bias. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, don't just take what you are learning and be like, yeah, I'm gonna learn it, but be like, why is that true? Is right. that true? Do I agree with it?
Yeah,
and
very much so.
It's okay to say no, you know, so.
I think, like, in college, I've realized this. Maybe, I don't know. I, like, really respect professors, and they, like, dedicate their life. Like, my parents are both my dad's a professor, and, like...
And you're just now doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I respect you.
And, like, I respect them. I think they're, like, so great. They've dedicated their life to this, but I'm, like, you're still also, like, a person. Like, you can be questioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not the all... And, like, even, like, people that write these, like, scientific papers
mm-hmm.
question it. And you, like... Before, I'd be scared to even question, like, oh, they know so much more than me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, they probably do.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, there's biases. They can make mistakes. Like,
mm-hmm. And questions can be raised that they might not have thought of.
Right,
and
exactly.
if you bring it up, maybe they, you know, change, like, a habit, or they change something
right.
about
True.
It.
Or
because they
yeah.
were
or
questioned in a way that was... valid and educational
yeah.
mm-hmm. with knowledge
right.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we were just at our like chapter yesterday,
yeah.
Ella and I were listening to the founder of our like mm-hmm. Professional fraternity talking about modern slavery and
yeah.
how like in her economics class she'll go to her like GSI or professor's
yeah.
office hours and ask questions about like how does this relate because like she says it's so important to just start the conversation because
yeah.
that's something that you might not incorporate into a class but you
right.
know like maybe you asking next time they'll include resources about
yeah.
that like
Definitely.
Things that are important to actually make yourself aware of and understand better when people you know, they don't talk about saying things
right,
like that
yeah.
class.
I didn't even know that was a I was very unaware of that issue
really
yeah and like I think, like, I've kind of gotten over the hurdle of, like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to ask questions because I'll sound dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, just ask questions.
Yeah, what's the
like,
worst
it's
thing?
Very, like, whatever. And, like, also, who cares if you, like, sound dumb? Like, what
yeah.
does that mean? Like, you should want to be inquisitive and, like,
yeah.
learn more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. We also do this thing in the end of our episode where we go around
okay.
and, like, talk about, like, our iHeart.
Yeah.
So it's, like, one thing that you're, like, loving or whatever, like, you like this week.
Are you
or...
done that you've enjoyed?
Yeah. Just, like,
okay.
it's very broad.
Yeah, I guess, like, my iHeart this week, obviously very broad, but is the fact that school's over. Today's, like, the last day of classes when we're, like, recording this. And just, like, I don't know, like, going home and looking forward to, like, a warmer weather is... really
yeah.
nice just thinking about that so
yeah
Ella or
so
you go, Rachel
you go.
Yeah I think my iHeart is that so it's pretty similar in what is today the 19th so in 8 days I will be home and I am so excited to do
yeah.
all the things that I love at home
yeah.
so like I guess just like having that countdown and being like in 8 days I'm going to be able to bake. I'm going to be able
yeah.
to see my
yeah.
parents. I'm going to see
yeah.
my dogs and my grandmother.
Yeah,
so
that's
stuff like that. I don't know. I guess just, like, having that day get
yeah.
smaller. Or that number getting smaller
closer,
and smaller.
Closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is very broad, but, like, I was talking to Jamie about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think my, like, iHeart is just, like, I don't know, kind of, like, reflecting on this whole, like, year, this first year of college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, it's very different than I thought it was going to be. Like, okay. It's very, like, it played out very different than I thought, than, like, the expectations I had.
Mm.
But, like, I love how it did. Like, I love all the friends I've made and
the
just, like,
spontaneity.
Yeah, just whatever. It's been such a good year. Like, I'm just so thankful for everything that's happened, like, how I've grown.
In person.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And it's just awesome. Like, I'm very happy to, I'm very sad to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Also happy for the summer. I know, yeah. I'm very sad to leave. Central's almost there. But I'm, like, happy for what it's given me.
Yeah.
And happy for also, like, seeing my family, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, it's bittersweet or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good mindset to have, like, that you're happy that it happened.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you're going to be set about the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, Rachel, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Yes, I'm so glad you guys could have me. This is very fun.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.